Our next speaker is the brilliant executive director of the National Urban League, Whitney M. Young, J.R., one of the leaders of the civil rights movement.
Brother Randolph, fellow Americans, the National Urban League is honored to be a participant in this historic occasion. Our presence here not only reflects the civil rights community's increased respect for and awareness of the Urban League's role, but most important, it says, and I hope loud and clear, that while intelligence, maturity, and strategy dictate that as civil rights agencies we use different methods, we are all united as never before on the goal of first-class citizenship for all Americans now. That we meet here today in common cause, not as white people, nor as black people, nor as members of any particular group, is a tribute to those Americans who dare to live up and to practice our democratic ideals and our religious heritage. That we meet here today is a tribute also to all black Americans who for 100 years have continued in peaceful and orderly protest to bear witness to our deep faith in America and in this method of protest to affect change. That we meet here at all, however, is to the shame of some who have always blocked the progress of the brown American, and to the shame of those who would make deals, would water down civil rights legislation, or take cowardly refuge in technical details around elementary human rights, and who would even now delay until after Christmas the consideration of these bills before Congress. One should not seek here to atone for his past failures as a responsible citizen of the majority group. The evils of the past and the guilt about it cannot be erased by a one-day pilgrimage, however magnificent. Nor can this pilgrimage substitute for an obligation to tomorrow by these same citizens. And so this march must go beyond this historic moment. For the true test of the rededication and the commitment which should flow from this meeting will be in recognition that however impressed or however incensed our congressional representatives or by this demonstration, they will not act because of it alone. We must support the strong. We must give courage to the timid. We must remind the indifferent. And we must warn the opposed. Civil rights, which are God-given and constitutionally guaranteed, are not negotiable in 1963. Furthermore, we must work together even more closely back home where the job must be done to see that Negro Americans are accepted as first-class citizens and that they are enabled to do some more marching. They must march from the rat-infested, overcrowded ghettos to decent, wholesome, unrestricted residential areas dispersed throughout our cities. They must march from the relief rolls to the established retraining centers, from underemployment as unskilled workers to higher occupations commensurate with our skills. They must march from the cemeteries where our young, our newborn died 3 times sooner and our parents died 7 years earlier. They must march from there to established health and welfare centers. They must march from the congested, ill-equipped schools, which breed dropouts and which smother motivation, to the well-equipped, integrated facilities throughout the city. They must march from the play areas in crowded and unsafe streets to the newly open areas in the parks and recreational centers. And finally, they must march from a present feeling of despair and hopelessness, despair and frustration, to a renewed faith and confidence due to intangible programs and visible changes made possible only by walking together to the PTA meetings, to the libraries, to the decision-making bodies, to the schools and the colleges, to the adult education centers for all age groups, to the voter registration booth. The hour is late. The gap is widening. The rumble of the drums of discontent resounding throughout this land are heard in all parts of the world. The missions which we send there to keep the world safe for democracy are shallow symbols unless with them goes the living testament that this country practices at home the doctrine which it seeks to promote abroad. How serious our national leaders are will be measured not by words but by the speed and sincerity with which they pass necessary legislation, with which they admit to the tragic injustice that has been done our country and its Negro citizens by historic discrimination and rejection, and until they take intensive remedial steps to correct the damage in order to give true meaning to the words equal opportunity. This is the real significance of our march today, August 28, 1963. Our march is a march for America. It is a march just begun.